Our state capitol report continues now as we are happy to welcome in the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Ben Brancel is here to talk about how the governor's proposed budget treats rural Wisconsin. And we welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Ben Brancel is the author of a column that appeared recently on WisconsinOpinion.com. His column, Governor Walker's Budget Works for Rural Wisconsin, has been posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Secretary Brancel, good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thank you so much for being with us. We will get into more details as we go along, but in a nutshell, why do you say Governor Walker's budget works for rural Wisconsin?
Well, as you know, the governor traveled the state pretty extensively, listening to local community leaders all over the state. And when he put his budget together, there are various components of things that affect rural life: transportation, broadband, education funding for some of our schools that are challenged with unique demographics, and then overall water quality issues. And the governor's budget deals with each one of those very positively for rural Wisconsin.
Well, if the whole state's struggling with the transportation issue, how is rural Wisconsin feeling good about this?
Well, as you know, that transportation aids are used for state highway improvements and upkeep. And they're used for local community streets, and they're also used for township roads and county roads that are all over this state. And he has increased funding for local road aids by almost $77 million, and that's a pretty substantial increase. Some may argue they want more, but in fact, that is where he chose to put additional monies in transportation. It was not in big upgrade projects, fancy ones that you see all the orange barrels around, but at local road aids, keeping those local roads in rural Wisconsin in a better condition than they would be without the funding.
Yeah. Governor Walker's budget would expand funding for high-speed internet by $34.5 million over the next 2 years. What is that going to mean for rural Wisconsin farmers, business owners, families?
Well, that's a pretty significant increase for rural Wisconsin. Too often, the telecommunications industry has focused upgrades in areas where they already have current existing operations for internet access. And to give you one example, we have a brand new board member on our policy board here, the DACCAP board. He comes from Prentice, Wisconsin. He had a sale last year on his farm of some of the high genetic animals that he raises. Oftentimes in the U.S., you can be on the phone and do your bidding. You can be in person, or you can use the internet where you can watch the actions of the auction and bid on the internet. But that's not possible in his area. They don't have internet access that's powerful enough, speedy enough that he can use that approach to his business. So he loses out on an opportunity to develop his business and to make a bigger impact on his dairy farm or his beef farming operation.
Let's talk a little bit more about how you wrote that Governor Walker's budget emphasizes his commitment to Wisconsin farmers. How do farmers win with this budget plan?
Well, there's two components in the budget that are pretty significant. We have a program called Ag Chem Cleanup and Ag Chem Management. And years ago, it was recognized that we had areas of the state that had contamination in locations where spills might have taken place. And so what they did was put together this program to raise funds through the cost of fertilizer and chemicals and feed, and they put this money into a fund account for doing these cleanups. Well, over time, the cleanups have been accomplished, and once in a while you have an oops that needs to be addressed. But in fact, the need for the fund is far less than it was about 20 years ago when this fund was created. They've never adjusted the fee structure, and it's a very complicated way of paying the fees. So we took a look at the revenue generating part of this program and the expenditure need of the program, and we worked with all kinds of individuals that may be impacted, and we did a fee adjustment that more closely aligns itself with the needs for the dollars for the cleanups and for the management of chemicals in this state.
Let me jump in because we have news next, and then we'll pick up after news. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Ben Bransel, who is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He is giving us his take on the governor's budget and how it treats rural Wisconsin. And for the most part, he says it treats rural Wisconsin well. And we are welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have some callers. Steve in Wanakee is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
And good morning, Secretary. Thanks for coming on to talk about issues that affect rural Wisconsin and small family farms here. If I could make two quick comments. And then I have a question for the Secretary. One is it's pronounced cannabidiol oil, and it actually is a do-nothing bill that really doesn't help.
Yeah. Steve, you're going off topic, so please go address the Secretary,
sure.
Bransel.
So my question is actually regarding the farm-to-school coordinator position that has been in the proposal cut from the budget. It's a position that costs the state $66,000 and brings in $9 million in economic impact for small family farmers here in Wisconsin. And I just wanted to hear the Secretary's position on that.
Thank you, Steve. I didn't mean to be abrupt, but we have limited time. It was in this week's Democratic radio address that Democratic Senator Janet Buley called out Governor Walker for proposing to eliminate or cut the farm-to-school program, which brings locally grown food to public schools. Buley said that this move would rob students of the benefits of locally grown food and farmers of being able to provide this. What's your response to this, Secretary Bransel?
Well, we have a variety of programs here at the department, and Farm to School is one of those, and I'd like to explain a little bit about the Farm to School program. It's a very valuable program for farmers to be able to market product into schools, and we have worked diligently to help farmers understand how to prepare their food for the school district and schools, how to use that food in their food lunch program as well as their snack programs. We also have a program called Institutional, Farm to Institution. That particular program also works with schools as well as hospitals and healthcare centers. So we have that program continuing to operate, and in fact, Marley Wilson does that work. We have a program called AmeriCorps that works directly with school districts on food, local foods, fresh foods from the local area, and food health education. AmeriCorps program in our agency is run by Amanda Ross. And in Senator Buley's comments, she talked about attending a school where she had a chance to observe this particular program. It was not the farm-to-school program that she was criticizing the loss of. The program she actually attended was AmeriCorps, and we continue to operate AmeriCorps here with the work of Amanda Ross. When Senator Buley was in that school. Dominique was actually running the program. She's now left and gone back to school to get an advanced degree. So we have that program. There is the farm-to-school organization that works as advisor to the secretary's office. We also have a leadership structure, and we have a steering structure. So we have three different committees that oversee how we deliver local foods to school districts. And it is true, this position is eliminated in the budget. It costs about $87,000 in total to operate that particular program. And we'll see what the legislature does with it. They may put it back in, that additional position. Keetra Olson works with local foods programs, and Keetra Olson at this agency also handles calls and concerns from school districts as well as local farmers on this topic of farm to school. So we have several people working in that area, and we look forward to continuing to work in that area.
Yeah. Just so I understand, though, Secretary Branslaw, you're saying that there are many different agencies or groups that are assisting in this farm-to-school type of program, getting farm foods into school cafeterias, and that perhaps this one coordinator is not needed to fulfill that mission?
Well, we use anybody we're offered at this agency, but I will say that it's not a loss in total, because we do have other program activities that do similar or identical type work with the farm-to-school program activities. So we have not stopped working in that area. We have continued to communicate with them. There was a particular grant program that was also affiliated with that program. That grant program was put into place in 2009 in the legislature through both Democrat and Republican leadership has never funded the grant program. So the programs we have available, we're continuing to operate. We continue to have people focus in that area.
Yeah. So is it your understanding that Governor Walker is proposing the elimination of this position just as a cost savings move, and that it's not necessary?
Well, the agency was required to go through an exercise by the legislature to identify different areas where we thought we could continue to serve the entities, the activities, or the programs. And we listed a number of those as options for consideration. Not that we thought they were undeserving to be operating, but it was a required exercise that we went through. And because we had multiple ways of addressing delivery of local foods to schools and institutions, it was a cost savings exercise on behalf of the governor, this one position.
Yeah. But you think this program, the Farm to School program, is an important program?
Oh, yeah. It has value, yes. And we continue to focus on people that have questions, respond to them, and help them. We just don't have that one coordinator position.
Yeah. So we have, Bill says, and this is a real general statement, but I guess get your response to this. Bill says rural areas are drying up and dying. The schools don't have enough qualified teachers. All the real farmers are going away. There is no future for rural Wisconsin. There are no jobs. There's no rosy picture to this. What do you have to say to Bill?
Well, the economic value to the state of Wisconsin, census 5 years ago, said it was a $59 billion economic impact to the state of Wisconsin. When a census was done, after that figure was bantered around for quite a while, and the census records all of the activities, farming activities, processing activities, we found that the value to the state of Wisconsin, and this was done by the university evaluating National Ag Statistics Service numbers, that it's $88 billion economic value. So for to say that agriculture is drying up and withering and going away, I think is kind of an overstatement, because values for the economics of this state have gone up over time and continue to go up. It is true that we have struggles in some of our rural towns. When people can jump on an interstate and go to a west town and east town shopping mall, it certainly challenges some of our local retail businesses. But there's been a great deal of effort to revitalize some of those communities, like Cambridge, that isn't that far away from Wisconsin, and take a different focus and a different approach to its economic life in rural Wisconsin.
Hey, how big of a deal is it when three Wisconsin cheesemakers sweep the top three awards in that U.S. Cheese Championship contest in Green Bay last week? An Anago cheesemaker, a Wyawega cheesemaker, and a Thorpe cheesemaker make the best cheese in the country. We knew that, but now everybody does.
I think that all comes from little town rural Wisconsin. those are pretty significant. Our cheeses and the varieties that are created have expanded over time, and that has helped us in the world marketplace. And every time you bring home some of those substantial winnings and recognitions, the world marketplace takes notice. It doesn't matter where you go in the world. Wisconsin's cheese is now kind of a branded commodity. There's different varieties, different people making it. Master cheesemakers are unique to the state of Wisconsin. But when you win those events, that's noticed by other countries of this world.
Yeah, we have just a minute or so to go. Is there anything that you want the legislature to, tweak in the Governor Walker's proposed budget to make it even better for rural Wisconsin?
Well, I know that they... They're going to take a look at the transportation budget again and how they address that. I want to make sure that they maintain the support for the K through 12 dollars that were put in for some of the additional aids for schools in rural Wisconsin. Some of those transportation aids are critical, where you have school districts that have to travel a long distance to pick up those children to attend their K through 12 system schools. Some of the money that's being used through the Workforce Development Agency to help with apprenticeships and internships are extremely valuable, especially for young people in unique occupations that are found out in the rural area. We have a lot of forestry in the north. We have a lot of, I would say, unique type of occupations that we need some very high-level skilled people to understand the science of how our ecosystem really works in our economy. So those are the kinds of things I would hope the legislature would continue to support and to work on.
Thank you very much for being with us. Ben Bransell, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. His column, Governor Walker's Budget Works for Rural Wisconsin, is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.